Hello and welcome back to Season 2 of Your Faith. This season we are lucky enough to have several new presenters joining me for an exciting series that is all about Jesus as an outcast. This season we are broadening our horizons and looking to see how we can become more generous and loving people within society. To achieve this, we'll be looking at gospel passages and digging deeper to discover how we can help minority groups in society today.
So, to begin this episode, let's take a look at how the gospel portrays Jesus as an outcast and what society in Jesus' time thought of him for associating with them. One example in the Bible of Jesus being judged associating with people from whom they deemed outcasts is the story of Zacchaeus the tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was very wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him. Since Jesus was coming that way, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be a guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here, and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man, too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost."
The passage Zacchaeus the tax collector vividly demonstrates the idea of Jesus being looked upon as an outcast. By Jesus associating with outcasts, it represents their position in God's eyes. Throughout this passage, Jesus forgives Zacchaeus, the sinner, for everything he has done. The tax collector tried to give up his possessions to the poor. However, Jesus denied him and said that by him inviting Jesus into his home, he is being caring and deserves forgiveness from God. The passage also shows that Jesus was always loving and generous to everyone, even those who have been rejected and deemed outcasts by society. Whilst this example is a wealthy man who is giving his wealth to the people, there are examples of the poor giving all they have to others, such as the widow's offering. These passages show that if a person is able to communicate and help someone who has been deemed an outcast in today's society, it can have a profound impact on their lives.
For the final part of the episode, we invite you to take part and examine to reflect on the simple things we can do or have done to be accepting of the minorities and outcasts in society today. To start, find a comfortable place to sit and relax. Allow your breathing to find a steady rhythm and close your eyes. Start by asking yourself, what have I done today to help the people around me? It might not necessarily be those in desperate need of it. Maybe it was just a friend helping a friend. Ask yourself, what have I done to wrong others, and how can I seek their forgiveness? Or maybe you've already been forgiven, but you need to forgive yourself for your actions. Thank you. Now just reflect on the things you have, our possessions, and what you may take for granted every day. Reflect on how your relationship with God is beyond such things, and what you may need to do to reconcile your relationship with God. And what do you need? Maybe you need the courage to stand up for what you believe. Generosity to give to those who may need your possessions more than you do. And love to bond with those close to you and to share that love with those who do not have enough. To conclude, we will say a short prayer. Father, I have to thank you for looking beyond my faults and for forgiving me unconditionally. Forgive me when I fail to love others in the same way. Give me eyes to see the needs of the difficult people in my life and show me how to meet those needs in a way that pleases you. In Jesus Christ's name, Amen.
And that concludes our very special start to Season 2 of Your Faith. We hope that you were able to reflect in an enlightening manner, taking something of value from this episode. Join us next time as we discuss how we can physically help to end the struggle of outcasts in our society.